Hello everyone, good to have you with us today. This is a statue of a man called Frank Pantridge, who was born in 1916 in Hillsborough, went to Friends School in Lisburn, and from there studied medicine at Queen's University. Quite a heroic individual, he fought during the Second World War and became a prisoner of war at that particular time, and he won the Red Cross. Whenever he came back home again, he became a lecturer in Queen's University, a professor in fact in Queen's University, and also the heart or cardiac consultant in the Royal Victoria Hospital, Belfast. So he's really a native of Lisburn, and there's a statue here outside of the Lisburn Civic Centre. But most famously, he invented the portable defibrillator. You know, whenever somebody has a heart attack or goes into cardiac arrest, they bring out the defibrillator, and he was the man who invented the portable one. You'll get them all over the country now, in schools, hospitals, churches, civic buildings, even restaurants and things. Just in case somebody goes into cardiac arrest, they bring out the defibrillator, it shocks them, and hopefully starts the heart again into the right rhythm, and has been very important, used in a wonderful way for saving the lives of many, many, many people. This man had an interest, physically speaking, in the human heart and in the saving of lives, and is famed for inventing the portable defibrillator. The organisation that he founded donated one to our church in Lisburn, the Free Presbyterian Church. He had an interest in the human heart. And in a spiritual sense, there is something radically wrong with the human heart. It needs treated. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I remember a preacher once that was in hospital was getting a heart surgery, a heart bypass, and whenever he was coming out of the surgery, the surgeon and the consultant came round and asked him, "How are you feeling? How's your heart today, sir?" He says, "Doctor, it's just the same as your own. It's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." And there's something about the human heart. The Bible says out of the heart are the issues of life. Jesus Christ said it's out of the heart proceed adulteries, murderers, evil thoughts, and all of the things that we think and say and do essentially come out of the desires of the human heart. The first and great commandment according to the Saviour is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. The book of Proverbs says, "My son, give me thine heart." But our hearts are self-willed. There's sin in our hearts. Our hearts are deceitful. They're wicked. They're biased against God and towards sin and self. And for that reason, the Lord said in the book of Ezekiel, as he unfolded the great truth of what it meant to be born again, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." It's not that God fixes the human heart in a spiritual sense. God gives a new heart, a new spirit, a heart that's able to love God, a heart that's able to respond to God, a heart that's able to walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Maybe today you need a new heart, a new life, a new beginning. You need to be cleansed and set free and forgiven and transformed and change. Maybe even as a Christian you've lost out with God, and maybe today we need to assess our hearts, where we are with God, and pray that great prayer that David prayed in Psalm 51 and verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Maybe that needs to be your prayer today. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Change my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thank you for your time today, and may God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again next time.